Blackstone Audio presents On Nuclear Terrorism by Michael Levy. To my parents. Preface. Nuclear terrorism is an immediate challenge for the entire world. Experts are studying it, policymakers are responding to it, and the public also needs to understand it. Yet open discussion of nuclear terrorism can present problems. Those of us who write about terrorism face a perpetual dilemma. When should we point out that a security system in widespread use is imperfect, as I do in this book? If the vulnerability is obvious, identifying it publicly can, without introducing any new dangers, prompt authorities to address it. If the problem is more obscure or easier to exploit, things become more difficult. Is it best to stay silent and hope that the gap is and will remain unknown? Or is it more prudent to expose it and possibly provoke governments to fix it? Almost all experts who work in this field self-censor because they fear helping terrorist groups. I talk to people with long experience in these matters and settled on a few simple rules. This book does not contain calculations that could give meaningful help in designing nuclear weapons. This omission may come at the expense of slightly weakening my arguments for technically inclined readers, but that is unavoidable. I suspect that most readers will be quite happy to be spared as many calculations as possible. I have relied on simple, obvious examples to make the same points. Other situations are less clear, and in each case, I asked three questions. Does identifying a way terrorists might fail help point them in a better direction? Or does it describe an inevitable problem? Does the analysis have important policy implications? Is there another way to make the same point? With these questions in mind, I have sought a balance between two responsibilities: to avoid helping potential nuclear terrorists, and to promote more effective strategies for defense against them. Nuclear terrorism is not fundamentally a technical topic. Defenses are as much about intercepting airplanes as they are about improving radiation detection, as much about human intelligence as they are about the technical demands of bomb building. But nuclear terrorism is not a non-technical subject either. A full understanding of the defenses we need is impossible without knowing something about the underlying science and technology of nuclear weapons. I have written this book so that both technophiles and technophobes can understand it. Early in chapter 3.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?